you're familiar with this terrible problem we have in our national parks where we authorize them and then during all the process of authorization and slow appropriations, the land speculators come in and bid the hell up out of the prices. Point Reyes, one that we have out in California, went from $16 million to now it's up to $55 million, the same land. We've got one in Delaware, and I just looked at the ads in the paper, and they're scandalous, where the people are advertising in New York for really saying, come down here, buy the land, put up your cottage, the government's going to take the land over. And they underline this, you're guaranteed the fair value of the land. Come in and make a killing. Now, Saylor, the Republican, ranking Republican on the Interior Committee, is blocking our various national park requests until we put some additional money in this land and water conservation fund to buy up some of this land so this doesn't happen. Quite frankly, it's kind of a reasonable position, I must say. He's got a silly bill himself to do it. It's got all kind of financing gimmicks in it that are no good. There is another possibility of putting a little kitty of $25 million into this land and water conservation fund to buy up this land. It makes all kind of economic sense. The dilemma, of course, is that here we are talking about cutting back federal expenditures, and at the same time we're, you know, putting some additional money in, even though it makes all kind of good sense. Now, I would like permission to try to work out the following deal. We could get somebody else to introduce a bill authorizing the appropriation of $25 million into this fund for advanced land buying to prevent speculation, with the quiet understanding that we can't finance it right now, but by God, come January, we will put the money in. Now, this is a case where, you know, spending money now makes all kind of sense, because we're just getting taken to the cleaners by these people. And
yes, I would sure do that. I've got a personal understanding of what's happening.
Right. Well, I'll send you, just when you have a chance, this ad, which I think is scandalous, just so something to take a look at it. But I'd try to get
Jackson to move in both houses.
Right.
It's pretty aggressive.
I talked to Jackson last night, not on this specific scheme, but on the same general problem. I think it would be better, however, if we didn't introduce the bill.
If I can work
the deal out so we don't get stuck with it right now. But I think it makes all kind of sense.
Now, we want to get the best writer you've got to prepare us this veto message on insurance, mm-hmm. and find some real extreme illustration to point out any way in the world we can, mm-hmm. To try to sustain it if we decide to veto it.
Right, yes sir.
Now, does that cost us $100 million this year if we can we save it if we veto it? And they don't override it?
It adds $75 million this year, because it isn't going through for the full year. It'll be late getting in, and $90 million on a full year basis. So it will add $75 million this year if we don't veto it. And if you don't veto it, there's no way you can hold back that money. Now, you can chop elsewhere to offset it, but there's no way you can hold back that money.
Now, Holland, read your ticker yesterday and get your writer over there to give me the answer to Holland and the proof. And if it's a doubtful argument, if I'm wrong, I won't admit it. But he says I just plain lied, saying agriculture's over the budget. It's under.
Yeah, I will. I'll work. Yes, sir.
Did you see that?
No, sir, I did not, but I will. I know what the problem is. They've got all sorts of phony financing gimmicks where they make it look as if it's under the budget, but they're all phony in terms of the actual program level that they're providing for is $300 odd million over. But they can. They do have these financing gimmicks where it makes it look as if it's under the budget.
Well, let's really have the best man you can that you can find anywhere, if you happen to get them, General County, any place, to pick these appropriation bills to pieces so we can really hold back. I don't think we need to show our case, but I think you ought to just have Bill Gout over and say, now, you're operating on a resolution. You haven't got your appropriation yet, and we don't want to wreck your program. But we're going to wreck the country, and we just want you to close up and don't place any orders around here the rest of this year. On foreign aid, we'll get some things right at the end of the year, but I don't give a damn how much you need and what you got to have. We just haven't got it now.
Yeah, Gout has withdrawn his request for some additional $40 million. I don't know. That was one of the things before. He's now withdrawn it. So, okay.
But I would just tell him, whatever he's got a resolution, he can spend what he did last year. Just tell him not to place any orders with anybody, any allocation. Just close up and go on a vacation until we get by this November thing. We don't want anything added to our economy. Just right. Not a damn dime.
Yes, sir.
Now, signing this Fannie Mae thing, am I inconsistent in any way? Having the interest rate tightened down and everything, then coming along and loosening it up again, and then Joe Powell having to meet at 12. I'm signing one at 11:30 saying we're going to get going when we have to sell some Fannie Mae securities, and Joe's having a meeting saying he's not going to sell any more securities. Doesn't that look a little funny?
Well, I guess I'll be honest a little bit. Yeah, it is consistent, but it takes a kind of sophisticated guy to realize it's consistent. Because
I don't know why it's consistent.
Well, what Joe is going to do is all his numbers take into account what you're signing. And he's saying, even after taking that into account, I'm going to operate this thing and hold back and so schedule it. So in the next 6 months, I'm not going to put much pressure on the market. Now, he's going to do it by taking a lot of them into the trust funds, which, of course, doesn't put the pressure. But what this does is Fannie Mae goes out and borrows this money and turns it over to housing. And Fannie Mae can get the money, whereas the individual home builder can't. So, sure, Fannie Mae going into the market is going into the market competing with business firms for this. But they're able to do it, and the individual home builder isn't. So that's really what's happening, is you're kind of using Fannie Mae to get the money where the home builder can. And in turn, then Joe turns around and says, sure, we got to put some of this in the market, but we're also going to put some in the trust fund so that when the whole thing washes out, we're not really adding to the market. I admit that's a pretty damn sophisticated.
I think you ought to call a lender and tell him we've got a crisis too and we just can't be selling anything. And even though we are going to have a hell of a time on our exports, that he has to look at the big exporters that are making demand on him, and then maybe he has to talk to the banks, make them give him some money, or the Federal Reserve give him some money, but one damn thing sure, we're not going to sell any stuff from now to
November. Yeah, that's right. He knows that.
Well, I know, but I'd really make him close up like a clam.
Well, in fact, he's the one who's been pushing not to sell anything, so I can't fault him on that. But you do know that there is over somewhere, either before you or Joe Califano, that budget change on Ex-Im that they're pressing on.
What is that?
It's $1 billion more loan disbursements. It's not an appropriation, but it is a...
Well, if we approve it, can't they go out and borrow it then?
No, they get it directly from the Treasury.
That adds to my budget then, doesn't it?
It adds to your budget, but as Joe Fowler showed you yesterday, two things, Mr. President. It adds to your budget, yes, except that come November, December, and even more so the next half of the year, if this program we're now going underway works and we've got a tight budget next year, the money markets ought to ease up, you should be able to take some of this out of the market. Now, if you don't, admittedly, it will then add to your budget deficit. We think that the markets... can't promise this. The markets ought to ease up some from this, plus a tight budget in January, and you can get it out of the market then.